Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Voters casting ballots in Trenton on May 13th will not have had much time to assess the direction of the city, now just 1 month post-Tony Mack era. Joining me with more is L.A. Parker, columnist for the Trentonian. Mr. Parker, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Hello, Dave. How are you?
Interim Mayor George Michaud was brought in to fill out the rest of the term vacated by former Mayor Tony Mack, ousted following his corruption conviction. In this short period of time, do you sense a difference in the tenor of Trenton?
Oh, certainly. I feel there's some stability, finally. We have a man sitting in the seat at City Hall, and we also see him out and about doing mayoral-type things and actually setting a breakneck pace through these first few weeks of being the interim mayor. He knows that it's a limited amount of time, and he can almost perform like a rabbit in a long-distance race. He's there to set the pace.
Is that because he'd like to be elected for a full term as mayor?
I think he would enjoy that, but he's already made a promise that this is not an indication that he wants to be mayor, and he said that after these 4 or 5 months, he's going to pursue being the South Ward councilman.
In the meantime, he's also wearing that council president hat?
Yes, he is, and if there's any one person in the city of Trenton that could wear both hats and perform admirably, it's probably Mr. Michaud.
To what extent did Michaud have an opportunity to clean house in his brief tenure?
Oh, I think that's one of the best things that he did. He came right in, and the very next day that he took office, after he took office, he fired three of Tony Mack's so-called cronies. I mean, immediately, George did exactly what he had promised to do, that he was going to clean house. And that signified at least that he was a man of his word.
Speak more to the temperament in Trenton now. You more or less conveyed to us last time we spoke, some 4 to 6 weeks back, that city business had ground to a halt.
We're not going to get very far with official city business. Of course, George Michaud toured one of the closed libraries, satellite libraries, during his first week in office. But there's not much he can do in terms of opening up that library. We need about $500,000 to do that. But just the fact that he shows concern about those items, I think it brings a breath of fresh air to people residing in the city of Trenton. But most other things we're not going to be able to get done. He wants to add 25 police officers to a force that was decimated by 100 layoffs. That's not going to happen in 5 months. But the fact that he's talking about these issues, I think it sets up the next mayor to continue what he started.
If not Michaud, are there high-profile candidates waiting in the wings to try to become the next mayor?
I think we have some leaders of the pack, so to speak, out of the six. Eric Jackson, who finished third 4 years ago and missed out on being the second vote-getter by about 4 votes, and has probably raised the most money, probably close to 6 figures by now. And he's getting a lot of support from former mayor, long-term mayor Doug Palmer, who served 5 terms here. He's probably the leading candidate, but there's some qualified people out of that list of six. There's Paul Perez, who's an outsider who has moved back into the city of Trenton. Kathy McBride, who's type of an urban warrior who speaks her mind eloquently. Jim Golden, who is a crossover candidate that will appeal to both black and white residents. Walker Worthy, who is type of a county administrative candidate. And Bucky Leggett, who is an old guard city council person, he's probably running last in the race right now.
There's a back and forth over who will be eligible to run in May 13th.
It's probably the worst of situations here, that the city finally rids itself of a corrupt mayor, and just out of the gate, there's an issue about signatures that were obtained by numerous candidates, particularly those running for city council.
How is that apt to be reconciled?
Well, the law director, Carol Amana, is preparing a document that will essentially allow every candidate to promise that they will not contest the election. And if they sign it, we're just going to go on as if nothing happened.
Talk about likely turnout on a May 13th election.
I think you're going to see a major turnout. People know that the future of the city really depends on this election.
L.A. Parker, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you, David.
L.A. Parker is a columnist for the Trentonian.